Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you guys know, I can't stand a lot of these holidays. Valentine's Day, I think, is ridiculous because I was single on most Valentine's Day. Just happened to be I would get dumped right before Valentine's Day, so they didn't have to buy a present, even though I don't even like presents. So Valentine's Day, I'm not a fan of. Mother's Day and Father's Day, not a fan of. I don't like these holidays that much. And I think the reason why is there's a lot of people there that are left out. And so I have friends who have lost their mom. I lost my dad. So when these days come, they can be kind of depressing. Now, I make it work, and people have asked, how do I make it work? Well, if you know the origins of Mother's Day, Mother's Day began where the woman who started it wanted to honor her late mother. So it was actually more of a memorial of mothers. Then after that, I think it was Sonora Dodd wanted to honor fathers and then added the father equivalent. But Anna Jarvis was the daughter of Ann Reeves Jarvis. Her mom died in 1905, so she wanted a day to commemorate moms. So it actually is a memorial day. Now, thank God a lot of people have their moms. A lot of people have their dads. I think you guys celebrate it completely wrong. The last thing any father wants is to clean out the backyard for a barbecue, be outside in the heat, cooking all day for the in-laws to come over. That's not the way to celebrate Father's Day. So the day kind of is one of those things where, oh God, it's Father's Day. We're going to have to deal with family. We're going to have to deal with, we got to clean up the house. We have to clean up. In fact, right now, Mother's Day is all about cleaning up the house. My mom's coming over. And so, you know, so it turns into work. And so it doesn't have to be. So first, many of you don't have a mom anymore, or you don't have a father anymore. So one way to do that, so you aren't depressed, because boy, is it all now commercialized where everywhere you go, it's tell your mom you love her, give her flowers, tell your father he's the best father ever. So you think about all the things you didn't do that you should have done before they died. It could be really depressing. So one is you can, with your family and friends, do a little memorial. Make it fun. Make it a party. You know, we're going to celebrate dad. We're going to celebrate mom. We're going to toast to them, talk about some funny stories. So you could actually make it a memorial. Another thing you could do is spend time with friends. Whether you're a mom or you're not a mom, or whether you're a dad or not a dad, there are always friends that have a mom. And you could tell them, look, you know, this is a hard day for me. And usually once you say it's a hard day for me, they'll say, come on over. We're going to have a barbecue. We're going to have a brunch. Come on over and spend it with us. And so being with friends, in fact, that's how many people should get through Valentine's Day. If you're single, all the single people get together, not have sex, but get together and just hang out and make it a friend's Valentine. You don't necessarily have to be, you know, engrossed in all the commercialization of it. Now, Mother's Day, the main reason why I think Mother's Day is kind of ridiculous is being a mom myself, every single day of the year should be Mother's Day. Right? My kids should be proclaiming their love, how wonderful a woman I am, all the selfless acts I've done, and how I am their world and will always be their world. But no, and you hear the kids, you hear people talk. They go, oh man, you know, I'll do the dishes on Mother's Day because that's when we have to be nice to mom. you're supposed to be doing the flipping dishes throughout the year, and you're supposed to be nice to mom every other day. Yeah, and it's funny, too, because I remember with my mom, I'd be looking at the clock, and it would be 12:05 in the afternoon. And I'm like, how many more hours of this? I don't want to be nice to her. And I had to be on good behavior because you weren't supposed to upset mom on Mother's Day. And then of course, you know, moms are smart. They're like, well, wait a second here. If this really is Mother's Day and I get this out-of-jail-free card, it's chores. So people, and admit it. Do you not like the holiday? I don't. I do not like Mother's Day or Father's Day. I don't. I don't like Valentine's Day. I just think some of these days make you feel bad. So turn it around, make it fun, yeah. And just realize what they're there for. It's not to give your mom flowers that, you know, cause her to sneeze and die in a few days. It's not to give her her 1 hour brunch and say, look, now this is all you're gonna get. It just reminds us that there's Grandparents Day. A lot of people forget. I don't even know what day Grandparents Day, but there's a Grandparents Day. It just kind of the purpose is to remember these people, whether they're living or not. And it could be very, very beautiful. And say a prayer, visit the grave, do a little memorial, you know, or a toast. But, you know, we don't want, as a mom, we don't want our memories forgotten. I want a big picture of me. No, I don't. No, but you know, we don't want our memories forgotten, and we also don't want to think, we don't want to be crapped on year round. You know, we want to know that we are appreciated and loved, and that people understand why we do the things we do. One thing I could say as a mom is we're misunderstood. You know, when we say get a jacket on, or are you getting a cold, or what's going on with you, we're not being nosy, we're not being intrusive, we're not trying to be all up in your colon. What we're doing is we're being a mom. That's our job. There's only one person on this earth or up in heaven that has that role of being the one that carried you and gave birth to you and went through all that, which I won't go through all the details, episiotomy, whatever, tour. There's only one person, and which is why don't call your mom, call her mommy. Right? Mom is you know, puberty on, and when you start to you know, object to her existence. But mommy is more inviting. Call your mom mommy. But for those of you who lost a parent, I get it. I don't have my father. These holidays are hard. Right, but there's ways around it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've talked about this before, but it's time we have a serious conversation and Americans get trained on what to do. You cannot have a society that's confused, that's mixed, where one message is this random person started shooting up a medical waiting room. This random person started shooting at an outlet mall. This random person stabbed a woman in her apartment, walked into her apartment and stabbed her. And then on the flip side, we have individuals with mental illness, such as Jordan Neely, who was having a outburst, threatened, people felt threatened by him, even though there wasn't, from what I understand, a weapon, and he ends up dying because bystanders, Good Samaritans, tried to neutralize the potential threat. Jordan Neely ends up dying. He didn't have to die, but he did. And now we have a Marine, a decorated Marine, facing manslaughter charges. And America's confused. They're like, what are we supposed to do? We don't want to kill individuals with mental illness. We don't want to go be victims when we keep hearing over and over and over again that some random person caused the death of their loved ones, themselves, their neighbors. So what do we do? And this is the problem we have in America. We want people to do the right thing, and they're confused on what that is. And right now, the only guidance we have is call the authorities, call law enforcement, which has worked for many. But when you're in a subway and you have just read, in fact, you're on your phone or on your paper reading about random stabbings and that Philadelphia rape on a subway where nobody helped, and you're reading about that, all of a sudden you have someone acting out, you're going to say, well, I'm going to protect myself. The media is telling me all these things are happening. I'm going to protect myself. And you can't call law enforcement because you were stuck on a subway. You can't also leave. You're stuck on a subway. Now, Jordan Neely having schizophrenia, I as a physician, I can tell you the majority of individuals that have this are very benign. I feel very comfortable around individuals with mental illness because I've worked with many of them. But I can't tell you out on the street if somebody is going to stab me or not, or someone's going to pull out a gun, or someone's going to jump me. I can't tell you that. And this is what Americans want to know. Like, how do they know if the next teenager that walks into a school is a shooter or not? How do they know if the next person that walks into their doctor's office is going to be a mass shooter? People don't want to get shot. They don't want to be killed. And individuals with training want to help. On the flip side, we have so many individuals with mental illness that are out there that are not fed. Apparently, Jordan Neely was screaming how he was hungry, how he was thirsty. And when you do have mental illness, those are things that are going to precipitate an outburst. And so his lawyers are like, why didn't anybody offer him food or drink? Well, because they have in their hands stories of people being slaughtered from strangers. They have no idea. We're actually taught to leave people with mental illness alone. We're subconsciously told or inadvertently told the homeless people are over there. You're over here. Don't go near them. They could be dangerous. There could be drugs. So you can't get away. And what ended up happening is three individuals held them down because people felt threatened. Now, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I know there's lots of video, and it's a shame because still, you know, people having mental illness, you don't want to see them die. You don't. But you can't. Americans are confused. And when you have a confused society, this is what happens. And right now, the average person thinks that this average stranger is going to hurt them. I told you guys, my cat had been killed, and I had put up flyers, and the person who called me, bless her soul, said she wanted to call me that first night when she saw the cat, but her husband told her not to, because he said, you don't know who this person is, so don't call him. Meanwhile, for days, we're calling for the cat, we're putting posters everywhere, we're going to houses, and we're, you know, but the average person is scared of their neighbor with a cat poster. This is where we're at right now. Nobody trusts anybody. Thank God, she said, I just figured you, because I didn't put my name on there, so she didn't know who I was. She said, I just figured I could text you and tell you that your cat's dead, that a coyote got it. Thank God she did that days later. But people don't even want, there's no trust in texting a stranger. Why? Well, because we have all these creeps that are stealing your phone information and robocalling you. And so nobody wants to have any interaction with strangers. And then all of a sudden, you're in a situation where it might be threatening, and so people act. We're watching this story with horror because we know how bad the situation was. Jordan Neely should have never died. But good Samaritans, three of them, jumping on him, probably felt that there was a threat that they had to subdue. Who was right? Who was wrong? What do you do the next time? That's what Americans want to know. What do we do the next time? If there is somebody that could be violent and you are stuck on a subway where you can't run, what do you do? Where do you go? Now, we're not trained in law enforcement. We don't have law enforcement on every single train car. So you have to know what to do yourself. Do we train people what to do? Do we train people how to subdue somebody without, a chokehold? Do we? The average person doesn't know how to defend themselves. The average person doesn't know how to ward off a knife attack. The average person is not wearing Kevlar in case they get shot. So when you have a confused society, we have to offer guidance. And we can't just say, well, let's take all the homeless people off the street or all the individuals with mental illness, because many of these homeless individuals don't have mental illness. Many of these homeless individuals lost a job. They lost their job. And so they have a tent, they have an RV, and they're living any way they can. People with mental illness, in medical school I learned 1 in 3 people do. I know they're talking about taking away every single gun or getting rid of all the guns. You can't get rid of all the guns, and you can't get rid of everybody with mental illness. And we've also noticed that individuals that do kill randomly might have never had a criminal rap sheet prior. That all of a sudden they just lost it. We talk about marijuana psychosis. We have individuals who could be doing drugs and just lose it for a brief moment. So we're not going to move ahead and get this figured out unless society doesn't just ignore the fact that Americans are flipping confused. If we're being told that some random person who's starting to yell and scream has a good chance of pulling out a gun and starting to shoot everybody, then the average person is going to want to jump that person who is running, who is not, I guess, appearing to be coming into the waiting room and just sitting there and waiting to see the doctor. And I don't know what the answer is. Maybe we all need Krav Maga training. Maybe we all need to be wearing bulletproof vests. Maybe we all need training on how to calm a person with schizophrenia down. When I had that person walk into my medical office saying he wanted to spray bullets, we got everybody out. Luckily, I noticed he didn't have a gun, and I talked him down. I got a family member on the phone. It took a while for the police to come. God bless them, they did, but it took a long time. But I also didn't want him randomly walking around and then getting out into the middle of the busy street and getting killed. So I had 2 goals. One is to make sure everybody in my office was safe, gone, and out of there. But 2, make sure he was safe. Well, the average person doesn't have that training. Do we train everybody? But unfortunately, things like this are going to happen because the more we have random acts of violence, the more we're going to have people take matters into their own hands. And when that happens, unfortunately, is what happened to Jordan Neely, who didn't have to die. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. It's not a surge just yet, but more migrants are expected to hit the major U.S. border crossings looking to apply for asylum in the USA. Now the Title 42, allowing quicker deportations, has expired. The new policy mandates that people who want asylum apply before they reach the border. Last night, a Florida judge temporarily blocked a plan to let migrants who applied for asylum stay in the USA until their cases are resolved. That was implemented to stop overcrowding at detention centers. The man seen on video choking another man to death on a New York City subway has surrendered to police. Daniel Penny is expected to face a charge of second-degree manslaughter in the death of Jordan Neely. It's going to be 90, maybe 95 in Portland and Seattle today, thanks to a high-pressure system stretching into the plains of Canada. That's bad news in Alberta, where several large wildfires have been burning for several days. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So discrimination still happens when it comes to working and getting jobs. And there's apparently subtle ways where it's happening. One, in terms of age discrimination, is there's a recruiter who spoke about, and I've heard this before from friends of mine, where if your email is AOL or Hotmail.com, they think you're older and not up to date on the tech. So if you're not using a Gmail or some of these other newer emails, it looks like you're old school. Now, or it looks like you are more traditional, not open to change. I have a Hotmail account. The reason why I don't change it, I have a Gmail, but my Hotmail is easy. I've been using it for years. that's where people know how to get a hold of me. To change your email means you could be losing a lot of messages. So I keep it. That could turn recruiters off. That could turn HR individuals off because they want to know that you're up to date and you are willing to change. Well, I am willing to change. I am willing to do it. Just if I don't have to, why should I do it? Yeah, I mean, there's a practical reason. It's because I'm organized. I'm organized, and if I have something that works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. For some individuals, that's not that attractive. There's also discrimination on ethnicity. And so if somebody wants a... If this is something that was very, very prevalent in the 2000s, where many workers felt that because of their race, they weren't getting a job. And because the jobs would say, we're looking for bilingual. And so if the average person does not, that's not Hispanic, does not speak English and Spanish, then they don't get the job. Even though those firms needed bilingual, many people were, they won't hire me because I don't speak another language. And they felt discriminated against. But I tell you, and I'm telling you right now, with the way things are going, you know, we have to, as America, be able to be bilingual, even if it isn't Spanish. But other countries, people know multiple languages. We do have to do a better job with that. But that's still not cool that people can't get a job because they can't speak a language other than English. But it happens, and that's a way that people are discriminated against. And when you use the term discrimination, it's not... Even though it encompasses much of the bad discrimination that we had in our history and has pervaded over the centuries, but it means picking and choosing based on not choosing you based on a trait. That's not allowed. It's not supposed to happen, but it happens. There's age discrimination. There's paternal discrimination. Somebody's asking, do you offer one-year paternity leave? And that person doesn't want to pay for you to have full salary for you not being there for a whole year? And they don't hire you? That could be paternal discrimination. It might be financial decisions, but it still is a form of discrimination. So another thing that has been very prevalent that people have not been able to necessarily sue for or put their finger on is fat discrimination. I remember in the 90s when I was working multiple different jobs, I would hear bosses say, and it was just outright overt, that they weren't going to hire this one person who applied because they were overweight and they found that overweight individuals were quote-unquote lazy. And most of the overweight individuals I know are pretty active. But weight will be used as a discriminatory factor. So a bill has now been passed in New York City, signed by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's Democrat, to outlaw discrimination on the basis of a person's height or weight in employment, housing, or public accommodation. Now, some individuals are concerned that this could now turn into, if somebody gets fired, they can say they got fired for their weight. See, it's interesting. On one end, you're like, well, this is fantastic. Then hopefully nobody will lose their job because they're overweight. But on the flip side, when you have a law, somebody's doing a bad job, you don't know their BMI. They may not be, it's fascinating. When you look at BMIs and when you look at people considered overweight, you might think a person is not overweight. They got some curves, whatever. But technically their BMI is high. They get fired. They can say, you fired me because of my weight. I gained weight and you fired me. So, I apologize about that. I don't know why these ads come up. It's a Nordstrom ad. I know it sounded like porn, but it was a Nordstrom ad. So Councilman Sean Abreu, one of the bill's main sponsors, said he realized weight discrimination was a silent burden after he was treated differently when he gained more than 40 pounds during lockdown. The bill has had the support of charities and activists like Fat Fab Feminist Victoria Abraham, who testified to the city council in support of the legislation earlier this year. So they do not want height or weight considered for a job. Now, Ms. Abraham campaigns for civil rights for overweight people, testified to the city council to help inform policymaking. She told ABC 7 New York, in most places in the U.S., you can get fired for being fat and have no protection at all, which is crazy because this is a very fat country. So it did receive widespread support, passed 44-5. But other individuals are nervous that this could now open up a variety of lawsuits saying that they were fired because of their height or weight. Now, where people are nervous about this, I totally get why this passed. I mean, you would think it was a given, is can this be retroactive? So let's say somebody has been doing a bad job and you fire them, and they're 5'2". They could say they were fired because of their height. So if you are an employer, you need to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. If somebody is doing a bad job or somebody had customer complaints, document that. Document it. I know they could say, well, you told the customer to say that. Usually when somebody gets fired, there are multiple reasons for it, and there's either employees who witness it, supervisors who witness it, customers who witness it. I mean, if there's a bad teacher, I mean, the students should be enough to say that, but if there's a bad teacher, you have the students, you have the coworkers, you see their aptitude, there's so many metrics, and that should protect somebody. Now, you know, are people getting fired and losing their job because of egos? Yeah, I don't know how to, you can't legislate against that. There are people that are jealous of you, they don't like you, they're threatened by you, they're going to get rid of you. You have other individuals that stir up a bunch of drama. And they stir up so much drama that it's just easier for them to not be there. In fact, I've heard employers say, you know what, I'll take the lawsuit. I just got to get them out of this place. They're so toxic. They stir up fights and drama all the time. But when it comes to people's weight, I wonder how these gyms are going to handle it. I don't know if you've ever walked into a gym, but the people who work at a gym are cut. Their bodies are perfect. So I wonder if gyms are going to start being sued for not hiring individuals that don't look like they're in shape. So I wonder if that would be a side effect of this law or a consequence. But as far as I'm concerned, it should be a given. You know, there should be no discrimination at all. You know, some individuals have weight issues. Some individuals have genetic issues. Some have medical issues. It happens. You know, it should really be on performance. And nobody should be firing somebody based on their looks. But how many models have lost their jobs? How many actresses have lost their jobs based on their looks? It happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Getting to some of your emails, some of you have asked, where are we with Jamie Foxx? How is he doing? We don't have a lot of updates. Jamie Foxx, 55 years old, had been hospitalized, was it now almost a month ago now? But he had been admitted to the hospital pretty abruptly. And when family members had said, I think his daughter had said, he's alert and awake, it implied that he had, for a period of time, not been alert and awake. That made people really, really nervous. Then family came out, or sources, one source, a family friend, said send prayers. Jamie, can you use your prayers? That's not the exact quote. And that made people kind of nervous. They're like, okay, why does he need prayers? And so we haven't heard a lot. I guess in an Instagram post 2 days ago, the family posted, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed. They used praying hands, heart emojis, and then fox emojis for Jamie Foxx. Not sure, of course, if Jamie Foxx made that or if it was the family. But we don't have a lot of information. All the original report that we got from Corrine, his daughter, is, we wanted to share that my father, Jamie Foxx, experienced a medical complication yesterday. Luckily, due to quick action and great care, he is already on his way to recovery. We know how beloved he is and appreciate your prayers. The family asked for privacy during this time. And so, you know, this is where in the media everybody's trying to guess, what did he have? Did he have a heart attack? Did he have a stroke? You know, when it was worded a complication, a medical complication, in medical terms, that suggests that he had a medical procedure and then he had a complication from that procedure, such as, let's say, somebody getting plastic surgery and then getting an embolus. An air embolus or a fat embolus that went to the lungs and so, but a medical complication sometimes used by non-medical personnel could mean he had a medical issue. But complication means something got complicated by something else. And so many individuals think that he might have been undergoing a procedure when this happened. Again, we don't know. We want to give them privacy. But this has been going on since, I think, April 11th or April 12th. So we're talking about a month. And so it's making people nervous. And I believe filming is still continuing. He was filming, I think, a movie with Cameron Diaz. So if we get any more information, we'll keep you posted. All right, 1-877-DOCK-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you had emailed me yesterday about the CNN town hall with President Trump. If I saw it, what did I think? One of you asked, why is he still doubling down on the election being stolen? Some of you asked, why would CNN even do this town hall? I saw highlights. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw highlights, and it looks like it got ended early. It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. From what I understand, the audience had Republicans, and they were clapping and cheering him on. And I had thought that he wasn't going to do many of these, because why take all the... Didn't Trump suggest that he might not do the primaries debates because the moderators are just... you know, mean and lying or whatever he had said about that. So I was a little surprised that there was one. I didn't know until it happened. And Caitlin Collins was the host. Now, she held her own, but Trump just knocked everything she said out of the ballpark and made that audience roar. And what I find fascinatingly is somebody had reached out to me saying they thought Trump had been full of crap, but now that they've seen everything going on with Biden, they're thinking maybe Trump wasn't wrong. And what's kind of fascinating about what's going on in terms of election integrity is you had a lot of individuals think, okay, wait a second, something's up. We did a massive mail-in ballot that was only a system designed for a few thousand votes per precinct that now all of a sudden overwhelmed the system. You had reports of trucks and boxes and all that. I didn't get my mail-in ballot, but when I went to vote, they said you were purged from the system. Why? They said because you emailed us asking us to. No, I didn't. So when you start adding up all those things, You do make a case that not all elections are going to have 100% accuracy, and that there are going to be shenanigans. And I think we arrested somebody in our neck of the woods for voting for his dead spouse. But the argument that was made is, despite all the shenanigans, it wasn't enough to change the number of the votes, and that's why Biden was authentically our president. The reason why the longer this goes, the more people are starting to question that, is Biden has had low poll numbers for a while. Biden is not very popular. The reason why he was popular is people wanted anybody but Trump. And so many people are starting to question, especially when they ask, now mind you ask somebody, did you vote for Biden? They'll probably say no and lie, because they don't want to say they did. So you can't use that as your study group and as for any accuracy. But I think a lot of people are wondering, how did one of the most unpopular presidents get elected? And then if Trump is proven right on a couple things, you know, I'm not the only one with classified documents, and then here comes Biden having classified documents at home, and Pence. People are starting to then question maybe Trump, even though with all his rhetoric and fact-checking, you know, maybe some of the things he's saying does hold water. And I am starting to find more individuals say, we got to watch this next election. We need to watch this next election. But the main driving point for people concerned about the next election wasn't necessarily the previous election's results. Is I think a lot of individuals are starting to look at what's happening with Trump as a witch hunt. And then that starts to make them think. They keep hitting at him. They keep hitting him and going after him. And now it makes people wonder, what's going to happen with the next election? Are they, whoever they is, going to allow it to go completely unadulterated, where every single mail-in ballot gets to exactly where it needs to go? And so people are getting nervous. So the longer this goes, I thought, all right, it would be a dead subject. You know, people were mad. We would find that people voted for their dead spouse. There'd be a lot of questioning, but hopefully we improve the mail-in ballot system because it was never designed for this. And we rushed it, and we went through an election when we weren't ready, and there's going to be tons of claims that there were boxes. In fact, it was even in the news that they found last August a box of mail-in ballots from 2020 in Baltimore at the post office that was sitting there, never delivered to the why. Why were mail-in ballots? They could have been Democrat, Republican. Or mail-in ballots are a cluster and a half. We could, I think, agree on that. Especially to those numbers. The smaller numbers, they're fantastic. But when they're at this large a number, it's a mess. So I thought, well, maybe, you know, it would, the conversation would be different. I think it's going to heat up. And the more people think that he is being, you know, attacked, the more people are going to feel that we don't have election integrity. And because you can't trace paper ballots. By the way, there is a website where you're supposed to be able to trace it. When they gave me a paper ballot, a provisional ballot, and I did it, it never got registered. It said no ballot found. I don't know. I can't explain what happened to me. I'm not saying that proves Trump's argument, but what the hell? Half my family didn't get mail-in ballots. We were told that I was purged. My other family wasn't purged. And that somebody emailed them asking for it to be done. What? Doesn't make any sense. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.